This is On Point. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
They hate us. And that's unbelievable that right now, everything's under their control. They can easily kill like 1,000 people in a day. And they don't care.
That's Ali Rasuli. He has family still in Afghanistan, and he's deeply worried about them because they are Hazara, an ethnic and religious minority who the Taliban have violently persecuted in the past. Ali Rasuli now lives in San Diego, but between 2008 and 2012, he worked as an interpreter for the United States Marines in Afghanistan. In 2017, he was approved for a special immigrant visa, and that's how he ended up in California. And now, as he is watching Afghanistan as it fell to the Taliban so rapidly in the past month, and especially this past week, Ali talked to us about the heartbreak he's feeling, given the fact that for 4 years of his life, he worked with the United States Marines to help rebuild his country. And he shared that experience with us.
It was really dangerous, and we were actually fighting inside the city of Herat. But the thing was, I was living there at the same time, and for many years, my parents even didn't know that I was working as an interpreter and working with Marines. So I always like them, okay, I'm working in an office. There's a lot of work. I have to stay back there, even like late night, because it's not secure. I have to stay back there. And for the movement, I always had to change the tracks using different route, changing the time. So for those 10 years, I was like living kind of like that, and low profile. My wife, yes, of course, she know, and she tried to stop me sometimes, because like sometimes we had a lot of casualties in a lot of operations. So sometimes because I couldn't like keep it in my mind, I was so sad sometimes. So she could figure that, okay, something happened. So he recommended me many times to leave, find another job. But I said, no, I'm going to go keep doing this. But I was proud of working with them. That's what I can say. So we were fighting to save people. I love working with them because I could see the result. I could see that, okay, for example, one part of the country is under control of Taliban, but as a result of our work, we could like release those people from those Taliban. And the people were happy.
We gave them every tool they could need. We paid their salaries.
So the President Biden said that Afghan did not have the willing to fight against Taliban.
We gave them every chance to determine their own future. What we could not provide them was the will to fight for that future.
That is wrong. That is totally wrong. I reject that. But my question is, did the U.S. government, did you really want to find and remove Taliban or not? It wasn't only our fight. It wasn't only Afghans' fight. It was U.S. fight as well. So he says that we do have the Afghan government has that capability. They has the weapon. They have the equipment. They have the trained soldiers. And that's the same about the U.S. government. Why U.S. government didn't have the willing to kill or to remove Taliban? So I have my siblings, like two sisters, one brother there. They're married. And we are like kind of, we were close in that same area. And everyone knows that they are my siblings. And it's not only about me. It's about my friends, like my wife's parents, siblings. And I talked in the past couple of weeks. I was talking to a lot of people here in California, in Texas, in Virginia. All of us have families back there, and we are helpless. We can't help them, and they are so afraid. So they are in danger, and nobody is helping them now. I can talk a lot, but I don't see any point. I mean, now everything's under their control. And U.S. government just walk away and say, okay, I don't care.
That was Ali Rasuli. He worked as an interpreter for the United States Marines in Afghanistan from 2008 to 2012. He lives in San Diego, California. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.